News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Six people, including three children, were killed after a sightseeing helicopter crashed into the Hudson River in New York yesterday evening. David Smith is the Washington Bureau for The Guardian. Morning, David.
Good morning.
This family has been named in the last few minutes.
Yes, it's there's a man named Augustin Escobar, who Spanish is an executive with a technology company, Siemens, and was particularly responsible for their rail infrastructure work. It was him and his wife and three children, and very poignantly and heartbreaking, you know, some photos have emerged of the family standing outside this helicopter about to board, and then another picture of them, you know, sitting inside with thumbs up, and obviously that was the last picture taken of them. A terrible tragedy, and you know, they are among thousands of tourists who take these flights around Manhattan, the Hudson River, and seeing, you know, the Statue of Liberty and other famous landmarks there.
There appears to have been a catastrophic failure on the helicopter, because it looks like the rotor assembly, which is the bit that spins at the top, separated from the main frame, resulting in this crash with the helicopter itself ending up upside down as it hit the river.
Yes, and I think we will have to await a proper investigation report to understand exactly what happened, but certainly eyewitnesses are saying that they saw this helicopter come apart in midair. And as you say, it seems the rotary blades were separated from the main body of it. And the helicopter plummeted into the water. And I think most experts think, you know, from the moment it started to break apart, there was very little chance of anyone surviving it. And there've, you know, been eyewitnesses describing hearing a loud bang. You know, one person described it as they thought these were gunshots. You know, people saying they felt shook up and scary by seeing this as the rotor blade flew off and the craft nosedived into the water.
Very different incidents, but it again casts the aviation safety record of the United States in a different light. We've had a number of significant accidents involving American aircraft. Work will have to be done to restore the public's faith, because while these accidents are still incredibly rare, they're less rare than they would have been in recent years.
Indeed. I mean, this was the deadliest helicopter crash in New York in at least 7 years. Going back, you know, there have been other crashes there. In 2009, for example, a sightseeing helicopter carrying Italian tourists collided with a private plane. But as you say, I think increased anxiety in recent months. I mean, even yesterday, there was an incident at Washington's Reagan National Airport where two planes, they clipped the wings. Nobody was hurt. Normally that would be an unremarkable incident, but it came in the context of, you know, at that same airport just several weeks ago, obviously a fatal crash when a military helicopter collided with a plane. And there have been all sorts of other incidents as well, including one where a plane landed upside down. And it is causing concern. And it comes in the context of Donald Trump and Elon Musk's Doge making cuts, including to air traffic control. And you know, people who work in that industry saying resources are very stretched, and it's hard to get enough people. It's hard to get them trained. It is causing a lot of concern for politicians and passengers.
Okay, David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief for The Guardian. Thank you very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.